This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he wants to split up a proposed aid package to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. The Senate passed one big aid bill earlier this year. Johnson wants to divide that up into separate votes. He's seeking to please some Republican factions that oppose aid to Ukraine. There's new evidence this morning China is subsidizing companies that make the chemicals used to produce the deadly street drug fentanyl. A report released this morning by a House committee says Chinese officials continued giving tax breaks and grants to the companies as fentanyl deaths soared in the U.S. NPR's Brian Mann reports.
Drug policy experts widely agree the fentanyl killing tens of thousands of Americans each year is sourced originally from firms in China. They sell so-called precursor chemicals to Mexican cartels. Critics have long said China isn't doing enough to shut down those firms. Now an investigation by a House committee found documents showing China appears to be indirectly subsidizing fentanyl production, offering tax rebates, grants, and other incentives to firms exporting black market fentanyl chemicals to Mexico. Last November, the Biden administration said China promised to help curb the fentanyl trade. This report found no evidence that's happened. Fentanyl is now a leading cause of death for people in the United States under the age of 40. Brian Mann, NPR News.
Jury selection continues today in the New York criminal trial of former President Donald Trump. Trump has disparaged the judge, the district attorney, and others. He continues to insist he is experiencing political interference. Because he has to appear at the trial, Trump cannot get out on the campaign trail.
I'm not in Georgia or Florida or North Carolina campaigning like I should be.
Trump is accused of falsifying business records to conceal an affair ahead of the 2016 election. He has denied both the fraud and the allegations of the affair. Wildfire warnings have been issued for parts of Colorado after another day of strong winds and warm temperatures. As NPR's Kirk Siegler tells us, tens of thousands of customers in Colorado are bracing for more power outages across the state.
The strong winds are forecast in the heavily populated foothills west of Denver, where the weather has been seesawing lately between snow and record warm temperatures and low humidity. That's typical for spring in eastern Colorado, though it seems to be happening even earlier in the season these days, if you can even call it a fire season, due to climate change. With another round of red flag warnings for extreme fire danger, all eyes are on XL Energy and whether the utility will preemptively shut off power. State utility regulators are investigating XL's decision last week to preemptively shut off power ahead of another windstorm that damaged its power lines, and whether the company adequately communicated its plans to its customers, particularly businesses like restaurants and senior centers. Kirk Siegler, NPR News, Denver.
You're listening to NPR News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is going to Italy today for a meeting of G7 foreign ministers. This comes after President Biden convened a meeting last weekend of G7 leaders. They condemned Iran's firing of missiles and drones into Israel. Blinken is also scheduled to discuss Russia's war in Ukraine with his G7 counterparts. NASA says a piece of space debris that crashed into a southwest Florida home was trash from the International Space Station. From Central Florida Public Media, Brendan Byrne has details.
In 2021, using the space station's robotic arm, NASA jettisoned a cargo pallet containing aging batteries. The 5,800-pound mound of trash was expected to burn up in the atmosphere. But last month, a 1.5-pound piece of that trash survived and hit a house in southwest Florida. No one was hurt. The findings were confirmed through an analysis at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in cooperation with the homeowner. The agency says it will continue its investigation and update models it uses when planning to dispose of orbital waste. The event is a rare one. Most space debris burns up in the atmosphere or lands in the ocean. The European Space Agency estimates the risk of a human being injured by space debris is less than 1 in 100 billion. For NPR News, I'm Brendan Byrne in Orlando.
The Summer Olympic Games open in 100 days in Paris. Today, the Olympic flame has been lit in southern Greece, where the ancient Olympic Games were held. The Olympic torch will be carried to France over the coming days. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from ADP. Say you're in HR, and a solar flare adds an extra hour to each day. How would this impact business? ADP designs forward-thinking solutions to help your business take on the next anything. ADP, always designing for people.